We are on Daf, Samech Amad Daf. Let us again learn over the Mishnah. Mi shahoya b'mizrech basade, as she says, v'kiddush olav sham hayoy. He was b'mizrech hasade, v'omar livnoi. The Meiri says he was, Chedush Meiri says he was walking with his son. He was going pretty slow, and he told the son to hurry up. V'arev li b'mayrev. You can get there quicker, and be ma'arev l'mayrev. Or b'mayrev, omar livnoi arev li b'mizrech. Im yeish heimenu ulebeisoi alpayim amo. If, b'shor shekiddush hayoyim. There's alpayim amo from where he was standing in the sode to beisoi. Uleiru v'yayisim ikan. And his son was not Meshaya, the correct distance where he's really standing, and he made the Erev, it's more than 2,000 Amos, from where the father is standing, B'shor Shekiddush Hayoyim. Is Mutala Beisoy, so we say that he is Kainish Vise B'iroi B'beisoy, so the Dinim, that the Schusei of Hiloch he has, because we say he's kaina makim shvisa bebeisai va'asa le'ruvai, but the schusay hiloch that the erev would have given him he doesn't have, because the erev is more than alpayim ame from where he was standing b'shor shekiddush hayoyim le'ruvai alpayim ama ulebeisai yesa mikan. What if it's the other way around, that the Erev is in Alpayim Amo, and the Bayis is Yesamikam, is also Lebeisoi, is the Schusei Hiluch that he would have had from Visa Bebeisoi he doesn't have, because it's Chutz Mitrumai. Umut Leiruve, in the Schusei Hiluch he has from the Erev, that's what he has. Let us see Rashi again. Mishai b'mizrach besod v'kiddush olav sham hayoyim. V'omar livnoi la'ariv mi ba'oid yoyim l'mayrev. U'l'ur eruva yoysim ikan. Shenosan loy ha'erev mi beisoy v'holo. The erev is further down. Is muta l'beisoy l'din beisoy. Kloima. Limnois is permitted. Limnois v'sosoy mi beisoy ke'ilu loy irev. As if he would have not been ma'ariv. And he would have, his tchumim would be tolly, v'irai, b'beisai. V'asa le'eruvai, l'din eruvai. The din, the schusim that the erev should have given him, limnoi shvisosim eruvai, this, he cannot have these schusim. The kivin, the kiddush, olav hayoyim, rochik me'eruvai, yaisa me'alpayim. Since b'shor shekiddush olav hayoyim he was more than 2,000 ames from the erev, nimtze sheine yochel lahalach velitloi. So b'shor shekiddush hayoyim he was unable to get to the erev. Shrei ein eruvei koinuloi ela apayim l'chol ruach, and he finds himself further away than alpayim. V'kiven deine erev. So since the Erev is not an Erev, Havalei Shvisosei Bebeisa. So Memele, his Mokim Shvises Bebeisa, Sherei Betchum Beisei Hava, because U'bisho Shekiddush Olav Hayoyim, he was Teich Alpayim Lebeisa. V'av Agav Dokminin B'shili Mishe Tziyu. Fektachashi Akashe. We learned B'shili Mishe Tziyu, the Mukmis Lei, Be'idach Kisa De Ilon Kom Lei. That if, we'll say, if he didn't specify where he wants to be Kaine Shvisa, would be on the other side of the Ilon, which should be Chutz Mi Alpayim Amo Mim Kaimoi. We say, Alma Oma Shvisose Rochik Mi Alpayim Areza Layozuz Mim Kaimoi. We say that if he wanted to be Kaine Shvisa, the place that is more than Alpayim Amo, so we say like this, that place he can't be Kaine, because it's more than Alpayim Amo. Mokim Raglov, he also is not Koine, because he didn't want to be Koine there. So he does not have any, so he doesn't have any Mokim that gives him Alpayim Amos. So it says in the Mishnah, Reza lo yozuz mim Koimoi. So we see from that Mishnah that if a person does not want to be kind of Shvisa where he's standing, wants to be kind of someplace else, and that place for some reason is not kind of, so he was Oikem im Kaime, and doesn't have that Mokim, is this is a Lacharei Leyosas Mim Kaime. And for Trashi, Hani Mili Beboba Derech. That Mishnah is speaking about a unique case. He's a Boba Derech. The Kivin, the Bemokim playing Leyocha Liknois. The other place he can be kind underneath the Elon, the Rochim Opayim habit. Because that is more than Opayim Ubemokim Raglov, Lehabanichalei the Liknalei. He doesn't want to be kind there where he's standing. So Memela ain loy shvise klaus, he doesn't have any mokim shvise at all. The fikach layosus mim kaimai. So therefore it's layosus mim kaimai. Avo boim it bebeise, but if a person is aim it bebeise, be irev be mokim she ain loy erev. And then he was marev be mokim she ain erev yesh loy shvise bebeise. So I say if the erev isn't kaine, so he hears Shvisa Bebeise. The Mistome Bebeise Nichalele Mikne. Mistome wants to be Kaine Bebeise. Bishain Eruv Eirev. If the Eirev won't be Chal, even though this person made an Eirev, he didn't want to be Kaine Shvisa Bebeise. He wanted to be Kaine someplace else. Aber Mistome Bebeise Nichalele Mikne Bishain Eruv Eirev. The Erev was Nizgalgul Chutzletchum, Sofik Meba Eidyoim. So the Erev was not Chal. Sofik Mishach Sheikha, the Erev was Chal. Arezach HaMagomel. For like Tony, so he has these two Mekaimis. But like Tony, La Yozuz Mimkaima, Shemini Minod, Imeine Erev, Yesh Lo Yishvise Bebeisa. So Rashi differentiates between if he was Boba Derech or if he was Shvisosai Bebeisa. The Goinyakov asks on Rashi, he doesn't understand Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that when he was Oimed Bebeisa, Ve'ire B'mokim Shein Erev, Yesh lo shvise bebeise. He said he didn't want to be kind of shvise bebeise. He wanted to be kind of bemokim eruve. So Rashi b'after ein avod, the mistome bebeise neichelei lemikne b'she'ein eruve yerek. That means if you'll give him a questionnaire, and you'll ask him, if that eruve won't be kind of, where do you want to be kind? So Rashi says, "Mistame bebeisei neichalei lemitne b'shein eruvay erev." Tainet the Goin Yaakov, you'll give the person who's Boba Derech the same questionnaire, and you'll ask him, "You'll naya Boba Derech. If that erev won't be kind, what do you want?" So Zicher say, "I want to be kind here. I mean, I'll have a pay mam at least." If I'm not kind over there and not to be kind over here, this tachamamish, this is tzoris tzoris. That's the Goin Yaakov's kasha and Rashi. Therefore, because of this kasha, so the Goin Yaakov says amoyredikalomdis to faemfer Rashi's kasha. So the Goin Yaakov says as follows: Elo beisoi hainu taime. So he says the beisoi memele konile. That means, automatically, a person has, if he's toich al payim amot to beisai, so automatically, this is his mokim shvise. V'loi memele konile. That means, it's his automatically. V'loi me'aker shvisosai, and this shvise does not become neker ad dekoni b'mokim eruve. He says, you know what's oike the shvise? This is mine automatically. No, a king, if the Erev is kainah someplace else, so that is mafkiya this kinyan. So memeile is there good. So if it's kainah, it's kainah. If it's not kainah, so automatically, I have this mokim shvisa. V'chol, that's what he says, v'chol deloi koni hosa, memeile kom beisa. He says, but over here, we're speaking about his abob adere. So he says, if he's a Boba Derech, so loy mi boi not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that a Yoshan is not koine, you have to have kavona to be koine. It's not automatically your mokim shvisa. You have to have kavona to be koine. And I didn't want to be koine here. So mel, if I didn't want to be koine here, so mel, you're talking about koine. Why I didn't want to be koine? Because I thought I'd be koine as a gate man ishtam. Aber lemaisa here, I didn't want to be koine. So if it's not beisa, you have to have a kavona beferish to be koine. And if I didn't have that kavona, so automatically I'm not koine. That's what the Goyen Yaakov says. He says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds a yoshon is also koine. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, let us say the same shetel. Let us say that mamele, this mokim is mine. And if Yenna Eira will be koine, so I'll be mafkia the kinyan shvisa. If it's not koine, it won't be mafkia. So he says, no, fill according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says that Yoshan is koine, that's davke heichid the loy oma vloy ovid mide. A Yoshan is koine, if he didn't say anything, so male automatically is koine. But the minute he says he doesn't want to be koine here, so then there's no automatic already. So memela, so then automatically he's not koine. So memela, so if he's not koine, so there is takke, so he doesn't have any mokim shvisa. Not over here and not over there. That's how the Goyen Yaakov emphasizes Rashi's kasha. So Tubi Yehama wanted to say, but Rashi's a tachlita zay. Rashi says that's the Goyen Yaakov's teretz. What's takke pshat in Rashi? So it could be Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Rashi says that there are two things. By Bobadel, Rashi says, Ubemokim raglov, we have an echele delikne. That means, let's picture the Shaila. The Shaila is, we're speaking about Bobaderech. A person is Bobaderech. This Bobaderech is a very not bakveh mokim. He doesn't want to be koine shvisa here. Make believe a person that finds himself in the middle of Harlem. He wants to be koine shvisa someplace else. But don't will it doch nicht koine sein shvisa. Like nichelei de likne. I don't want to be koine shvisa over here. Don't to be koine shvisa evil is takke nicht. That's a boba derech. Now, a boba ear, Pshat is, if he is Be'ir, so Pshat is like this, that I prefer to be koine b'mokim eruvei than this mokim. That means, was it schlecht to be koine shvisa Be'ir? Nothing schlecht. But I prefer to be koine shvisa over in that mokim more than this mokim. Why do I prefer? Because there are fringe benefits. If I'll be koine over there, I'll be able to go more. But there's no hisnagdus mitzad atzmai to be koine shvisa here. So memele, if be'etzim, he'd be nirche to be koine shvisa bebeisai. No, he prefers to be koine shvisa bemokim eruvai. So there we say, so if he wasn't koine over there, the mistome bebeisai nechalei lemitne. If he wasn't koine over there, bemokim shein eruvai, Yesh lo shvisa bebeisei, the mistome bebeisei nicha leila mikne. Mistome is nicha leila mikne, b'shein eruva yeirev. That means, so this was only, he preferred mokim eruva over mokim beisei. He doesn't have mokim eruva, so mistome bebeisei nicha leila mikne. Ma she'en kein, bo ba derech, here he doesn't want it to be kind of shvisa over here. Do you want this should be your mokim shvisa? I don't want this should be my mokim shvisa. What he does want, he wants the fringe benefits of this, but that is a poyel yoytze, if you're koine shvisa here. But let us first be done on this nekude. Do you want to be koine shvisa here? This alone is in the middle of Harlem. I finally be koine shvisa here, chas v'sholem. That means in kinyan shvisa, it's loy nichalei. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be koine shvisa here. So he would like to have the benefits of the kinyan shvisa, but als the etzim to be done and the etzim mokim. If I want this should be my mokim shvisa, b'shem ayvenish. He doesn't, Yisod, he doesn't want it. So if he doesn't want it, he's takin not koine. Here Pshat is not he doesn't want this mokim. Pshat is this in the chusan, this mokim also. No, there's a preference b'mokim merubay. So then we say, if mokim merubay is not koine, al kaponim, this mokim is koine. Let us go further. If we learned, what if beisa is chutz l'alpayim, osa l'beisa, l'din beisa, l'imnes mi beisa, payim l'chol huach. Zog the Mishnah vayta, ha'noisne is a ruvay b'iburay shaliyah. What if he put the Erev b'ibur ha-shalir, le'osa v'le'klo? So it's nothing. Le'osa v'le'klo. Nosnoi chutz le'tchum, afilo ama'achas, ma'ashe niskar hu'mafsik. Let us see Rashi again. B'ibur ha-shalir, be'echa minabatim o'im dem b'seich shivim ama v'shirayim, le'osa v'le'klo. Sharei b'le'i Erev nami, yes, lemini ira paim lechol ruach. Without the erev, he has a paim lechol ruach. Bechol le ir loikar ba'ameis. So memele, so what did he accomplish by putting it biburish shalir, which is kiir? Without this also, he has a paim lechol ruach that you measure from iburish shalir. Nos nechutz letchum, eforosh pigmor, chutz le iburish shalir. So then we have adin masha niska le ruach ze. How much he gains, we have a formula now. Whatever he'll gain from one ruach, nivsad l'ruach shel kenegdo, so he'll lose out on the opposite ruach. Sharei mone min ha'erev alpayim l'chol ruach. Ve'im nosnoi b'soif elef l'mizroch. If it's nosnoi b'soif elef l'mizroch, nimtze shekolois alpayim shel mizroch b'soif Besayf gimel alofim liya. Then he staker, so what did he gain from the Erev? Elef. So he gained elef. Alpayim shal mayrev. So the alpayim shal mayrev, which he would have had without the Erev. Now that he made an Erev, koloi, so this alpayim end, besayf elef shal mayrev ha'ir. That means elef shall mayrev ha'ir. That's a strum mayrev. Behipsi to elef. Kamash malon. The Mishnah is teaching us daini ir oyla loy min cheshbein alpayim shall mayrev elakula kedaladavas. That he doesn't lose out from the ear. The ear is kedalad amis. We'll see later in the Gemara and Tosfos exactly what this means. So memele. So whatever he gains on the Mizrach Tzad, he loses on the Mayrev Tzad, exactly, but not more. That means he doesn't lose, at the ear, he doesn't lose out anything, because the ear is Kedala Damas, but he loses out that since he's upkeruk, let's say 1,000 Amas to the east, so he loses out 1,000 Amas from the west. Zog the Gemara, Kasalke Daitoch, le Mizrach Beisai. We have the Mishnah, Hoya Oimed be Mizrach. Ishahoya b'mizrach. V'omer livnoi arev li b'mayrev. That he should make an erev b'mayrev. So mizrach and mayrev is very relative. Why is this called mizrach and this is called mayrev? So, mistome, you have to have a point, and this is mizrach from that point, this is mayrev from that point. So the Gemara and the Havamina held that the point was beisoi. The point was beisoi. So memele, so the Mishnah says as follows. Kasalka daitach le mizrach, hayoimet bimizrach, le mizrach beisa. He was standing in the mizrach of beisa. Or le mayrev beisa. And he tells him to make it bimayrev beisa. So now we had two cases. We had two cases in the Mishnah. One case we had that he was kaine shvisa bebeisoi, and he was not kaine shvisa bemokim erubai. So bishloi meimenu, that's the first case. So bishloi meimenu lebeisoi alpayim amo. Meimenu lebeisoi alpayim amo. Ulei ruvoi yeser mikan mashkachaslo. That we can understand very well. The moti lebeisoi, from where he's standing now, he can reach his house. Ulei moti le ruvoi, and he can't reach the Erev. He cannot reach the Erev. Yeah, he cannot reach the Erev. So that makes a lot of sense, because the Erev is b'mayrev shel beisoi, So it could be that the Erev is chutz mi'alpai. Elo, but the Sefer says like this, Emenu ula eruvay alpayim amo ula beiso yeso mikan. But the Sefer says the other way around, that he's closer to the Erev than beiso eichem ashkachaslo. That already doesn't make sense, because if he's standing b'mizrach beiso, and he told him to make an Erev b'mayrev beiso, so it can't be that the Erev should be closer than the Bayis. So how could it be such a thing? That's the Gemara's kasha. Omar Rav Yitzchak misovres lemizrach lemizrach beisai lemayrev lemayrev beisai loy lemizrach lemizrach benoi lemayrev lemayrev benoi. The point we are measuring mizrach and mayrev is not the Bayis. The point is, Hastis, where the Bnoi is standing. And he told them, you should make it Lamayrev from where you're standing. And the bias was more Mayrev. Let us see Rashi. Lemizrach Beisei, v'omar livnoi la'arav b'mayrev Beisei. Nimtza shebeisei oimei, beinoi lebeinei ruvoi. V'eichi toni mimenu ulei ruvoi alpayim, ulubeisei yoisemikam, avadei ruvoi marchik tvei. And for the Gemara, the Moti Lebeisei, so that's the Reish is very good, the Moti Lebeisei, Yochaleich Lebeisei, B'lei Erev, Avlei Ruvoi, Lehava Moti. But the Kasha was the same. So the Gemara says, it's Mizrach Bnei, Meirach Bnei. Chove Barav Shila Omar, Afilo Teimel, Mizrach, Mizrach Beisei, Lamar, Lamar, Beisei, Kegoyin, Dekoy, Beisei, Balach Soina. Let us look in the Perish Chai. The picture is a little clearer. Dachsach Mir, that the Erev is lemayrev beisoy, which is true, and the bias is also lemarovoy. But the difference is, let's say the bias is dorem mayrev, and the Erev is tofen mayrev. And so even though the bias is less mayrev than the erev, it could very well be that the erev is closer to him than the bias, because it's oimed ba'alachsein. The bias is ba'alachsein between him and the erev. It means if you make a triangle, so that's like the peak of the triangle, and that is on an angle between him and the erev. So it could be that there's a smaller distance between him and the Erev than between him and the Bayis, even though the Erev is more Mayrev than the Bayis. But since this is a straight line and this is an Alachsin, it's a Mamela, so it's very well possible that the Erev should be closer than the Bayis. That is the Gemara's Teretz. The koi beisei balachsein, the bias is balachsein, beinoi, the bias is between him and lebein eruvoi. Moshech eruvoi lemayrev yoisemi beisei. Legabi the ruach marovi, the erev is more mayrev than beisei. Afal pikein po omim shalachsein rab, there's a large alachsein between him and Beisoy, Barei Beisoy Rochik Mimenu, Yaisa Meiruvoi. So the bias is further away because of the Lachsen than the Erev, even though it's not so much Meirev than the Erev. Zok the Gemara weit. Hanoisein Eiruvoi Besoich Ibura. We had in the Mishneh that the Besoich Ibura, so it's Kornish Chutz L'Tchum, so then he gained. Like the Gemara, chutz l'tchum salke daitoch, ela eima chutz l'ibura. That means, not pamish chutz l'tchum from where he's standing, but it's chutz l'ibura. Ma sheniska umafsitz. Whatever you gain from under ruach, that is what you, umafsitz, that is what he loses. Ma sheniska besuloi. That means what you only lose on the opposite side, the amount you gain from the side of the Erev. Frag the Gemara, Vesuloi, Vosanye. We learned a Baraisa that says you lose much more. The Baraisa says as follows. Anoisen, Eseruvoi, Vesechi Bura Shalir, Leosavuloiklo. Nosnoi, Chutzli Bura Shalir. What if we put it outside of Ibura Shalir? Afila Ama Achas. Mistake Oisa Ama. Umavsid, and what does he lose? Not only loses the Ama. Umavsid es kol ha'ir kulo. He loses the complete city, since he was koinish vise. Outside of the city, now he loses the whole city. Neshamides ha'ir oilaloi bemides hatchum. He says, so the Baraisa says, Amayra di kizach, that if he would not have made the Erev, so then we have a klal kol ha'ir kedalad amis domi. So memele then he has alpaim lemizrach alpaim lemayra from the year, and the whole year is kedalad amis domi. But now that he put the erev one amo outside of the year, so now on the side that he put the erev, he has his alpaim amo. So he gained alpaim amo plus the amo that he put it outside of the year. So he gained an amo. On the opposite side, now he loses that what before the whole year was dalad amis. Now the year is oyla l'soich hatchum. So memela the whole distance that the erev gives him is eaten up by the year. So now the 2,000 amis he would have had if he would have been koinish visa besoichia, that was all nivla in the year. Mishin meishen midas ha'ir oidoloi v'midas ha'tchum. So Mamelus of the Baraisa says, you lose much more than mashen iska. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, loi kasha. Kan she kolso midosoi b'chatzi ha'ir. If from the Mokim Ha'erev, but you'll give him Alpayim Lemayrev. So if the ear is so large, that the ear is larger than 2,000 Amis, so if you'll be moided from the Erev towards Mayrev, so the Alpayim Amo will end Bachatzi Ha'er. So then the Halacha is Take that he loses out in the Ruach Marovi. We measure take the distance of the ear is oile and the dalpayim amo. No get a chatzi ha'ir. Itaka loses a gewalt. That's the Baraisa. The Mishnah is speaking about kanshe kolsamidosai besaifeya. That means that the ear was not so large. The ear wasn't 2,000 amos. Let's say the ear was 1,000 amos. If the ear is 1,000 amit, so afilu, you'll be moided the alpayim amma from the erev, so the whole ear is teich alpayim amma. The minute the whole ear is teich alpayim amma, kosa midosa besaifa ear, then we get a gewaldike kule, that then we say, kol ha'ir kedalad amistami. Uch the Rav Idi, the Omar Rabbi Idi, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hoyo, Moideid ubo. If a person was measuring, v'kolso midosoi b'chatzi ha'ir, and the mida ended b'chatzi ha'ir, ein loy elo chatzi ha'ir. It's kind of shvisa chutzunir, and he started measuring, and the alpay mama ends chatzi ha'ir, ein loy elo chatzi ha'ir. Kolso midosoi b'soif ha'ir. What happens if he measures from Mokim Eruvoi? He measures, so the Kolsa Midosei B'Saifa here, that after from the Erev with the Alpayim Amo, so he ends up as Saifa here. Nasas Loi Ha'ir Kulo Kedalad Amai. So then, if the whole ear is Toich D'Alpayim Amo, so then the ear gets a din of Dalad Amis, and then you could be moided, yalpayim amo, you can continue after the year to be mashlim dalpayim amot mashlimim lo yesashah, then you mashlim the rest on the opposite ruach. Zot Rashi, chutz l'tchum salki daita, olay havi yairik, mistake oisa amo l'ruach ha'erif. If he put the erif and amo away from the burei shaliyah, so he gains this amo, the hivsid, but here it says in the baraisa, the hivsid midas kol ha'ir, L'ruach shekenegdo. Now the whole year goes into the ruach shekenegdo. Shekshayimdo idarpayim meruvi l'tzadir talay midasir min ha'cheshbon. That the year is oile in the cheshbon of the alpayim amma, which was not existent when he was in the year. So the Gemara said, no, it depends. The Barais is speaking about shekol so midosay bachatziriyah. This can come about one of two ways. Either it was an ir gdoyla, oy, sheir hikeruve min heir, or he was mach derif from the ir atchein kol ir nivlas bemidis alpayim shal erev. Is then the aloch is tal aloi hoir min a cheshbin. So then the ir is oyle in the cheshbin of alpayim amo. And then he taki loses the year. Before the year was Daladamis, and now the year goes into the cheshbon of Alpayim Amo. Abavim hoisa kol ir nivlas belpayim shel eruvay. But if the whole year is in the Alpayim of the eruvay, avalei kula kalbam, I think it's part being mashlim baitem. Naraye tu rabidiyam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What hoya moidedubo shavas chutzli? If a person was shavas chutzli, bli hoya yedeya sheish ir samachloi. He did not know that he has a ir samachloi. It's not peg mishetziu. Hoya bli hoisa kavonose lekach. Since he did not have any kavona to be kind of shvisa in the ir, lo yikonis leir. So he's not allowed to go into the ir. Ela ad alpayim mimokim shvisose. V'hischelimnais alpayim siyes beinenitz. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said as follows. V'kos homidose b'soichir. That's all what he is. V'udin nami l'nais neru v'chutz l'ir v'konish v'ise. Abavke shavos beraglof. V'udin he put an erev over there. So memele, so now we know pshat. Our Mishnah is speaking about that kolsa midosai b'seifayir, so then the ear is nechshav kedaladamis. In the Brais is speaking about kolsa midosai b'emtzayir. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Avidi, ein elu elo divrei nevius. This whole cheshben of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that if the Alpayim Amma ends b'chatzi yayir, so then it's oyla min atchup. If it ends b'soif yayir, then it's a din of daladamis. Zogt Ravidi ein eilu ela dribrei nevius. Mali kolso b'chatzi yayir, mali kolso b'soif yayir. Zogt Rashi. Omar Ravidi ein eilu ela dribrei nevius. Kimis nabei mipi agvura. Saying, these are saying Yesoides in Klolim, Kemisnabe mipi agvur, Sheine noisen tam ledvor, Zeres akosuva, por adume. Thus is this. Sheine noisen tam ledvor, Omram Rabbi Shua ben Levi ledvorim alolo. So it wasn't a compliment, it was a pseps, that it doesn't make sense. The lav di gomelu me rabbe, lehava omar ki haimilse beloi taimo. So what is Ravidi saying? Ravidi is not choylik, it seems, on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. No, he's just saying, Mistome, he heard it me Rabbi. So my mail is up to Rebbe, was that geheld von Rebbe, aber since he didn't give a hesber in it, weißt du, we have to accept what was that geheld von Rabbi, as I is this, without understanding, aber ein eilu ala divrei nevius, that's all. To us, it's a poradum, it's not more than that. Omar Rove, hat Rove gesagt, Tarvayu Toninu. Hat Rove gesagt, it's different Nevi'es. Both are Mishnayis, Tarvayu Toninu. These two are Loches. There's a difference between Kolo, Midosoi, Be'emseir, or Kolo Midosoi, Be'soifeir, is often the Mishnah. So others say Pshat, see in Tosfos, but others say Pshat, Rashi Lachim is not clear, but others say Pshat, according to Rashi, that Rova told them as follows. Not only is it not Divrei Nevi'es, Faker, I don't understand why we need Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's enough in the Mishnah, what he's saying. I mean, these are often the Mishnayas. So, Memele, Tavayu Tanin, where did we see both of these halachas? We learned the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says as follows. Anshe ir gdoyla, mahalchin eskol ir ktan. Anshe ir gdoyla, they're permitted to be mahalach eskol ir ktan. Vein anshe ir ktan mahalchin eskol ir gdoyla. My time, la mishum dahani kolso midosan b'chatsiyir, dahani kolso midosan b'soifir. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rove, umay nevi you say, what is the pseps nevi is? Tarvayu taninim b'mes nisim. We learn both of them in the Mishnah. Ta'an she'ir gdoyle, shahoy solohen ir ktano b'soich alpayim. Soich alpayim adher an ir ktano. V'yayitzim me'iron bo'ilchim leilich derech haktanam alchnes kol ir ktanas mucholam. So they're permitted to go to the whole ktan. V'al kocha chochi koma ma'alchnes kulo kedaladamis. That's Mestama the Chiddush. That it has a din of daladamis. U'mashlinim midosom chutzolo. And they're permitted to be mashlam. Since this is a din of daladamis, allowed to be mashlam. The Isal Kedaitach Mida Seir Soliklu, if the Mishnah means to say that the ear goes into the Alpayim Amma, but a Nirktane, after the Alpayim Amma, since it's a Nirktane, you'll still have Alpayim Amma after the year. A Nirkdoile, you won't have Alpayim Amma after the year. The Isal Kedaitach Mida Seir Soliklu, my Osa Lashmino, Pshita Da'ad Alpayim, Yochel Lahalech. It's sicher, he could go alpai. So what will the Mishnah zogen? If the Mishnah is only telling us that by the ir ktane bepoyel, it's less than alpayim, and the ugdoil, it's not less than, it's more than alpayim. So the Mishnah isn't telling us anything. So akocha, the Mishnah is telling us, an ir ktane, since the whole ear, it's kolsam idose besoifa ear, so the whole ear is daladamis. And then ir gdoila, since it's kolsa midose bemtsiya, so it's oila le trum apay. The ir is oila le trum. Then anshe ir ktana machanas gdoila kula kadao dams vishi ir oila lehu bemidas hatrumi. So that's Ravis Taina and Ravidi. Was it says divrei nevi'es? Says often a mishnayis. Ve Ravidi. So what, it's a merdike kashe. What's us the times of Yeshua ben Levi? Rabbi Idi, anche toni, umukilo benoisen, avol moide, yeah, umukilo benoisen. Now, in order to understand what the Gemara is saying, let us just look at the next Mishnah. Now, there are two girsois in the Mishnah. Let us look the way it is written in front of us. Anshe ir gdoyle, mahalchin eskol ir ktana. Anshe ir ktana, mahalchin eskol ir gdoyle. Here it says that there's no difference. Anshe ir ktana, mahalchin eskol ir gdoyle. Keitzad, in the Mishnah explains, mi shahoyo bi ir gdoyle. Vinosan eseiruvoi bi ir ktana. A different story, not the story the way we learned till now, that they were koine shvise beir gdoila, and the ir ktane is toich atchum, and the ir ktane is kedalad ames, And the Ir Gdoilo, if they want the Iktani, the Gdoilo is not Kedal Adamas. No. There's a different gilsa. There's no difference between Ir Gdoilo and Ir Gdoilo. It says, in the Mishnah it says, Anshe Ir Gdoilo va Anshe Ir Gdoilo, the Mahalach, the next year. And the Mishnah explains, Kate, Misha Hoya Bir Gdoilo. The Nosan as a Ruvoi be Ir Gdoilo. So the minute he put the Ir Bir Gdoilo, so the Ir Gdoilo is Iroi. So Memele, so that is Iroi. So then he has Alpai Mama from the Irktane. And the Irktane, if I stayed there, is Dal Damets. If he was living by Irktane, when Osna say Ruvoi by Irgdoilo. So also the same thing. So the Irgdoilo becomes Kedal Damets. That's Iroi. Mahalach has Kulo, Vechutz. So Mahalach has Kulo. So the whole Ir is Kedal Damets. Vechutz Allah Alpai Mama. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So Al Koponim, so Ravidi had a different girs in the Mishnah. Ravidi didn't have this girs. He was Geiris not Ve'ein Anshe. However, was Geiris Ve'ein Anshe Yirktan Mahalchen Es Kol Yigdoilo. So steht doch the ganze Yisod that Kol Amidosai Be'em Tzayir is Zain Oilen. So then then it doesn't have a din of Dalad Amis because he was Geiris Ein Anshe Yirktan. Rabbi de anshe anshe toni, umuki lo benoisen. Speaking about that he put the Erev in the second year, the way it says in the Ketzah. Avo moided loisna, abo by moided, that there's such a din, that there's a difference between kolo beemtseir, kolo, if the medida ends beemtseir or seifeir, there's no such mishnah. And that he tied it to the reason of his. The loy, zik the gemara, there's no such mishnah, I beg your pardon. What's now we learned? Well, a moided sha'amru, if a person is moided from where he's standing, alpayim ama, noisin loy alpayim ama, sha'afilu soif midosoi kolo abimore. That if the soif midis kolo abimore, so he stops there. That means, ishtetach klo, you don't give him the whole ma'ora. You give him from wherever the alpayim amo ends. So ishtetach klo, if it was kolo b'emtza ma'ora, you give him till there. So ishtetach klo, you don't give him the whole thing. And for the gemore, so what's the kasha in Rav Idi? Well, what was Rav Idi's kasha different avias? That's enough from the Mishnah. That a moideit is kolo b'ma'ora. And for the Gemara, so if here it's trichalei de loisna. So the Gemara answers, no, versteht sich, that if a person is moiden, kolamidosei be'emtzoi ir, that we say the ear is oila bitchumoi, and he loses the other half of the ear. You're right, that's a Mishnah. But the other chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that if kolamidosei be'soifeir, that the whole ear, or then switches to Dalad Amis, that you don't have a Mishnah. That's a Meir Dikah Chiddush of Yeshua ben Levi. And that he tainted, that's Divrei Nevi'is. Zot Rashi. Ben, Rabbi Didoma Divrei Nevuahein, Anshe Anshek Tonim, Masnissen. We learned in the Mishnah, not ve'ein anshe, but tavayu toni mahalchen, umukilo benois neiruvei be'ir, kedem meforish b'masnisen. The Mishnah explains what the case is. Keitza. Mi shahoye be'ir gdoilo, benos neiruvei be'ir ktanas mukhalo b'soich apayim. So since he put the Erev in that city, mahalach es kulo, so the whole ear is kedal damas. Erev koinelei kol ear kedal damas. Kiilu shav asu sham. It's equivalent that he was shavis in that. Ravetone ein anshe. And Ravetake was geiris ein anshe. That was Ravet's kashe. Kedam balakano, mandatome ein anshe, loy mishtabish. Avo moidit. Avo kapari, we're back to Ravidi. Avo moidit mechutz le'ir. Ubole ye leisnan midi chiluk ben kolso bechetz le kolso besoife. Take the Gemara leisnan, ulamoy, that we did learn, mimokim shvisose, mimokim eruvoy. שאמרי ליתן לו ארפיים, אפילו סייף מידס ארפיים קולה במאורו, לא ייקוניס מארפיים בהולו, על מקורס המידוסי בחצי העיר, צנן דאוי ללוי מידס העיר, ומיינה ויוסי, שתי תחלו, that the ear is mitzaref, becomes mitzuref to the trum. So the Gemara, nein, the kasha, Rabbi Di Wasayf, it's trichale, Rabbi Yishum Alevi, Lashmina. The heiche, the kolso, midosoi, besoif, a ear, have a kolir kadal ames, the loit nan lo. So the Gemara, weiter, Omar Rav Nachman, man, the toni, anshi, and by both of them it says, Anshe is loy mishtabish. Mandatoy ein anshe is also loy mishtabish. Mandatoy anshe loy mishtabish. There's no difference if in the middle there's an ektana and ektayla. The mukin lo benoisen. Speaking about that it was noisen eruvay in the middle ear. So whatever the middle ear is he has the whole middle ear. The whole next year, and then he has a pay mama. Oman de toni ein anshi, that the ir ktane do not have the next year, lay mishtabish, the mukim lo be moidit. Speaking about moidit. The Mishnah says, keitzad, that we see it's zicha speaking about noisen, the chsuri mechse vachitam. Anshe yigdoyle mahalchen eskol yigtane. Vein anshe yigtane mahalchen eskol yigdoyle. That's ein anshe. Vamed vorem amurim bemoideit. Avo misho yigdoyle. Vein yiches eruvi birgtane. Oy birgtane, min yiches eruvi birgdoyle. Mahalach eskulo vachutzulo alpayim amom. Zogt Rashi. Oman, mukilo benois, dann mas is behedje. Man de tain anshe yektan, la mishtab is mukilo benoideit. Anshe ir gdoilo, she yoitzin me iron li yektan, nivlas kulo besoich al paim shlem, ke goin she rechoike me iron elef, vi yatsme elef, malchon es kulo ketal damis, ashwi min elef, chutzolo, vain anshe yektan, malchon es kulo yekdoilo, rechoike me iron elef, vi yatsme al paim, Hoyl ben kulon ivlas bal paim shalem, oylem bemides atchum, so then the ear is oylem bemides atchum, ben ichnosen lo, elo. So the Gemara said that, what is the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is as follows. If it's kolso midosoi, our Mishnah is speaking about kolso midosoi besoif ha'ir, so then kol ha'ir kedalad ames. If kol ha'ir kedalad ames, so memele, so the only thing you lose on the other ruach is whatever he gained. He says, mashaniska baruach zeh, mashaniska hu mafsid. That's all that you lose. But the ear is oilul kedalad ames. Teima, l'rabonon da omri beperik mi shehoitziyu biyoshon, Baderech sheyesh loy ches al ches. Just to refresh our memory for 1 second, let us look in the Mishneh Daf Mem Hei and the Gemara Daf Mem Ches, and then we'll understand what Tosis is speaking about. Mi sheyoshan baderech. A person was yoshan baderech, v'lo yoda shechshicha. So Rabbi Yechon holds he's kainu shvise with alpay mama, even though he was a yoshan. B'chachomim oimrim, that's a negeas, Rabbi Yechon. B'chachomim oimrim, ein loy elo arba amis. B'chachomim say he only has arba amis. Rabbi Lezer oimer v'hu be'emtzon. Rabbi Lezer says v'hu be'emtzon. He has 2 on each side. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer la'eza ruach sheyirtze yeilech. He has dalad ames, doesn't have to be b'emtzon. It can be the way he decides. Vayid Rabbi Yehuda b'ira lo'i sheyni yochel lachzor bo'i. That means he has dalad ames. Now let us, so we have here, v'chomem oimele ala aba ames. Rabbi Lezer Oimer v'u b'emtzon. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer la'eza ruach sheyirtze. Now let us look at taf memches omedalad. The Chachamim Oimrim, a little towards more or less to the middle of the Yom Bud, perhaps the first third of the Yomim. V'chamam ein le'yala alba. Fregt the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, hainu tanekame. He says, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the tanekame? The tanekame says, this is the Chachamim, say that he has arba ames. Rabbi Yehuda says he has arba ames. Rabbi Yehuda, hainu tanekame. Omar Rove, shmoine al shmoine ike binay. The Shaila is, not according to the Tanakhama, he has 8 Amos. That means on each side you give him 4 Amos. That means he doesn't have Alpayim Amos, but he has 8 Amos. He has 4 on each side. He has a radius of 4 on each side. That is according to Mamela, he has 8 Amos. 8 al 8. And that's the Chachamim. And according to Rameya, you have only 4, 2 and 2. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have 4 in either direction. Panyin Ami Hochi, Yeshloi, Shmoina, Shmoina, Divrei Rameya. Bekitzer, so according to the Chachamim, Stam Mishneh, so they hold that the besides the din, when you don't have alpayim amma, or besides the din of, there's a din of shvuish tachtov, so the tachtov is 8 ames, according to the chachamim, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's 2 and 2, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's al ames lachol ruach sheyevara. Fektach taisis. Ula rabbonon da omri beperik mi sheitziyu, biyoshen baderech sheyesh loy ches al ches. That he hears ches ames. Umistome, do hu adin l'noisein eruvay. Now, mistome, Taisus wants to, today's going to ask the kasha, Taisus is giving an agdome. Because this Mishneh, that, which is a memheyom et aleph, is speaking about that he didn't put an eruv there. He was yoshon. Here is a din of shvu ish tacht. So we learn out shvu ish tachtov that you have 8 amos. That's according to Ramei, that's a tight shvu ish tachtov. Now let us again refresh our memory 1 second. Let us look at Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We have a boy of Rami Bar Chonin towards the fifth line from the top of the Amud. Amar Rami Bar Chonin. Hrei omru shovas yesh loy daladamas. A person who is shovas, he has daladamas. Hanoisin es eruvoy, if a person puts on an erev, yesh loy daladamas, oy loy. So that is that's Rami Barchomes Shaila. That means Rami Barchomes said this new din of daladamas, besides Alpayim Amma, is this tafke by a shovas, that's shvuish tachtov, that's the din. But if a person puts down an Erev, then there's no Shvuish Tachtov. Erev, you kain epis, you kain alpaimama, but there's no din of Daladamas. Other name. That's Rami Bachoma's Asaf. Now, if we don't paskin like Rami Bachoma, we paskin a nice Neiruva, he has Daladamas also. So Mestome, so Taisus is giving now Agdome. So Mestome, the Daladamas, what a nice Neiruva he has, is equivalent to the daladamis of the shvuish tachtov is by a shayvis. So now, according to Rameya, a shvuish tachtov is 8 ames. So then a nice neruva should have 8 ames. According to Rabbi Lezer, you have 2 and 2. So a nice neruva is 2 and 2. According to Rabbi Yudah, you have 4. La'ezeru of shayivre. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so a nice neruvi also here for. Bekitzer Taisvis, before Taisvis asks the kasha, Taisvis has to give an agdome. That means, because we're stelling two inyonim. We have a haloche, with the Mishneh and Daf Memhei is speaking about a shoivis. We are speaking about nice neruvi. So the Mela, so Taisus, before Taisus asks the kasha, so Taisus gives Agdom. No, Taibel, Rabbon, and I'm a peg me she see you. For Yoshem, and then she yesh loy ches al ches. Umistome duhu adin lenoisin eruvi. Some noisin eruvi, according to the Chacham, and we'll serve ches al ches. Kiven de kimlon, because we pass in la loch, and I like Rami Bachom, but the noisin eruvi, yesh loy daladam, is kamoy shavas. By us, we all nice nebuvi is Dalad Amos like Shavas. So whatever the Dalad Amos of Shavas is, so that's the Dalad Amos of nice nebuvi. So if Shavas is Dalad Amos lechol ruach, it's ches al ches. So a shave, a nice nebuvi also is ches al ches. Fine. Vaytach Toisves. Now let's start making some mathematics. Vaytach Toisves. Hu nisgar Dalad Amos. Let us look at page 132, picture 125. Now, if in the picture 125, we have as follows. We have here the ear. Then we have the burishal ear. Now, after the burishal ear, if a person, we just said now, according to Rameya, that nois in the ruvi is equivalent to shavas. So, memela, so what shot? So he has four amas on each side. So if a person will put the Erev four Amis away from the Burei Shalir. So he'll have four Amis, then another four Amis. That's Makim Shvisosai, and then he'll have 2,000 Amis. So what did he gain with this Erev? So he gained that now, before the Erev, he would have had 2,000 Amis from the Burei Shalir. Now he has 2,008 amis from Iburei Shalia. So how much did he gain? He gained 8 amis. From this Erev he gained 8 amis. Now we have a formula in our Mishnah. Whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. So how much, so we have to say, so he lost 8 amis. He lost 8 amis. Now let us see how much he lost. So this person, let's start measuring backwards. That his Erev is over here. He put it four amas away from the Iburei Shalir. So you have here four amas. You have here four amas. Then you have Iburei Shalir. Then we have the ear. And then we have the trump. We have the Trum. So let us see, Taisvis. So the Taisvis, the Kiv and the Kimlan the Nice and Eruva Yeshlai Dalad Amais Kemoi Shavas is Hu Niskar Dalad Amis. Oh, just one second. Hu Niskar Dalad Amis. He gained Dalad Amis. Shinosan iruvoi lemizracha ir dalet amais chutz leibura shalir. If he put the Erev lemizracha ir dalet amais chutz leibura shalir, harei hoylech lemizrach ches amais ve'alpay. So he goes lemizrach ches ames valpayim. Ulemayrev, he goes alpayim poches dalet ames ma shahir nechshavloi. To Mayrev, he goes alpayim amo ma shahir nechshavloi. Let us look in the Perish Chai. The Cheshbon is Poshet. To Mizrach, he has the four Amis from the Iburei Shel Ir till his Erev. After the Erev, he has another four Amis, because according to Rabbanu, you have 8 Amis. Altogether, he gained in Mizrach 8 Amis, plus the 2,000 Amis. In Mayrev, the four Amis from the Erev to Iburei Shel Ir, that is his, so that he can walk. So that's his 8 amis, that's a shvu ishtachtov. So where does he start counting the trum? He starts counting the trum from the Iburei Shalir. Now the Iburei Shalir has a halacha of 4 amis. That means the Iburei Shalir and the ir alone is a halacha of 4 amis. So you deduct 4 amis from 2,000 amis. So memele, so he has left over 1996 amis. And that's Taisvis Kasha. So it comes out that he did not lose as much as he gained. He lost 4 Amis and he gained 8 Amis.